Jamie Harvey of Bagot Duluth joins us in our studio. I'm fascinated by this because the last time that we talked about the idea of a plastic bag fee, not even an embargo, just kind of a fee here, you were a little downcast. You were feeling a little bit blue because you felt as though the city council hadn't taken up the issue and that people were in favor of it, but politically, it just, in terms of action steps, it hadn't gotten any traction. Are you feeling more cheerful about that now?
I don't know if I was feeling sad or downcast, but I'd offer that I was deeply curious.
Right.
That our city, the outdoor city, the city prides itself on its on being an environmental city, that that we just had not had action. When we have 120 businesses, congregations, organizations, more than 2,000 names asking city council to act. So it was more curiosity, like what is holding us back?
You mentioned that cash registers, for the most part, because of course the idea could be, well, how do you, you know, implement this? There are going to be some complications at the businesses. You said that in many instances, cash registers were already set up for it.
Oh, absolutely. So you have, there are businesses like the Barnes and Nobles and multi-state retailers. So many cities and states across the country now have these fees in place that the cash registers are already programmed. And so, and we have local businesses, Yarn Harbor and Savers, and there's a couple of others that have already implemented a bag charge, and they've shifted their cash registers almost overnight. And so it's not hard to do.
Okay.
But to get to your question, we're really excited, quite honestly, excited to finally be able to have the conversation with city council, because finally we have a city councilor who's stepped up and introduced an ordinance. So that's the conversation we're having right now. And we were at city council last Monday. There was unanimous support from those testifying, and remains to be seen. We're confident that city council will follow the will of the community, but we're not sure.
Well, for the first time, at least I saw on social media, I do try to consume local media as much as I can, but of course some of the early morning media is a little bit challenging for me because they got this other stuff that I'm supposed to be paying attention to. I don't know what that's about. But it was really blowing up, at least on social media, which is a way that a lot of like-minded people communicate with each other, it seems, and say, hey, look, I did this thing that's important to me, or I attended this event, or look what's going on in our community. How is your sense, I don't know if I've ever asked you this before, how is your sense that a fee on plastic bags could reframe the way we think about our relationship with the environment?
Right. So to be clear, this is not just a fee on plastic bag. The ordinance is calling for a fee on paper and plastic bags.
Paper
and plastic. Because so to be clear, we're in a climate emergency, and paper bags have a higher climate footprint. We also have a global emergency. The United Nations Secretary General has said we have a global emergency because of plastics in our water. We find plastics on the top of the Pyrenees and the Rocky Mountains. So we're in an ecological crisis, whether water, air, climate, you name it. And so the idea of moving from trying to ban, for example, plastics, it becomes a game of whack-a-mole. Right. And then you go to another product, in this case, paper. And so what we really need, and it's embraced by the Minnesota legislature, is to move towards our waste hierarchy, which calls for us to focus on reducing, reusing, and then recycling. And for some reason, we focus on that last part, which is really the last thing that we should do. Well, actually, composting, incinerating, and landfilling are the last things. But we focused on recycling, and I'd offer that that the reduction in a culture that tells us to consume and buy more, the reduction and reuse sort of is a different message than what we're also told by sort of our broader consumer culture. And we're in a time right now with an ecological crisis. This is an existential crisis for humanity that we have to really start to shift our behavior. So embedded in the ordinance that we've introduced is really asking Duluth to shift to a culture of reuse. So it's really a behavior change.
Ever since I came back, well, you and I had a conversation in the spring about this topic, and then I went to California where they don't, I think the plastic bags are banned. I'm trying to remember, but it was new to me, but it made me think of it, and I connected it with our conversation, and I've made a really concerted effort. I consistently forget my bags in the car, but I am making myself carry everything without a bag if I forget it in the car. Or I have to go out to the car and get my bag and come back. And eventually, I am old. Younger people are going to remember this a lot faster than I am. Right. But I'm trying really hard to teach myself that. Right. And eventually, it's not going to become brain surgery.
Right. Typically, the shift, it takes people a week or two to shift their behavior around bags.
If people don't drive your car and move things, it can be easier because the bag stays on the seat where it belongs.
as you know, Bag of Duluth helped facilitate a citywide, we called it a bagathon. Kristen Larson was awesome at really taking, local artists really took a lead on this for us. But we held a sewing event, citywide sewing event. We created hundreds of bags. Then we gave them away for free. We went out to West Duluth and we were giving them out for free to people in the parking lot of the grocery store out there. And what we heard time and time again from, they were like, you know, actually we have reusable bags in our home. We just keep forgetting them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that people don't have them. It's just that they forget. And so putting the fee helps incentivize people because they'll do anything to avoid that fee when they won't try to seek out a reward. So there are
Minnesotans don't mm-hmm. mind spending money necessarily, but they really hate wasting it.
Right, exactly. But it's what we've seen across the country and really across the globe is really a shift away from bans towards fees because they're the most effective in shifting a broad culture shift towards reduction and reuse, which is really what we need. We can't keep moving from material to material to material.
Well, it puts the onus on you as the consumer. No, you know, Big Brother's not saying necessarily, I forbid you.
No.
They're just saying, if this is your choice, this is what you'll pay.
Absolutely.
What is your best tip as a human being to remember your reusable bags? I hang mine on the hook with the keys. That helps me. What is your best tip?
I put them in my vehicle, and I have some by the back door.
Okay,
those are my tips. But now I remember. It takes just a couple of weeks to kind of remember by doing what you just described and what I described. But collectively, right? We are all trying to do the right thing. I get that, and our lives are busy. Some of us have two jobs. Some of us are driving kids to a hockey game, a soccer game, and so forth. We're busy. So we just have to kind of build it in, and that's what the fee does, right? The fee becomes that reminder, and then very quickly we shift. We've seen it in all across the country. We've seen in Colorado and now states Vermont, Connecticut, New York City, Boston, Charleston, South Carolina, Gainesville, Florida. This, what we're asking the city of Duluth to do and asking city council to adopt is not new. It's not new. And in the 2.5 years that we've been raising the issue, we've seen city after state after country adopt this fee-based approach.
So it's a week from Monday. Where the vote is going to be taken up, the ordinance will be considered by the city council a week from Monday. So folks have in this time to either reach out to their councilors or start implementing your own plan, whatever that might be, to help make it work for you so that we can see, you know, this really isn't maybe a big deal. Give it a try. See what you think about it.
Right, absolutely.
And go from there.
And so there's a couple of things we're asking people to do. We have what we call the sacred scroll. There's some beautiful photos floating around on the internet. We have 2,100 names on this. It extends about 60 feet long. We unraveled it in front of City Hall before the council meeting last week. We would love to have people take that pledge and make that personal commitment to make changes and ask City Council to adopt the changes, not only on bags. So remember, this is about bags, straws, and styrofoam. city council hasn't even considered those the straws and the styrofoam yet. So that's one thing. They can add their name to the pledge and be added to our sacred scroll. And what we say, these are people standing for the sacred, our environment and future generations. Because really, how do we put our economy in service to the sacred instead of the other way around? So that's one thing. And I'd ask folks to take a look on social media. Bag at Duluth has a Facebook page and a website. We believe that the next city council meeting, we will be hearing this, although there are some councillors now that are suggesting that they may want to delay a conversation. And it's surprising to us because we've met with every city councillor except one multiple times. And so the information, we don't know why they would need a delay. But if they want more information and a delay is what they're asking for, then, you know, then that's sort of what the you know, that's what spirit is calling for, right? A delay. Because we believe ultimately the collective will of the people and that, you know, when our counselors can listen to their hearts, we know we're in this crisis. And circling back to how you started this conversation, like, why is it taking so long? We know from climate science that is showing that a majority of the population is feeling a sense of hopelessness, despair, and inability to act. And these are natural human reactions when we're in stress, right? It's sort of our flight and fright response. And so these are natural. And so what we have to do is create the collective space, right? And hold each other, recognize that together we're a community, we're part of a global community, we can do this together. And that's kind of the energy that we want to put out because none of us can do this by ourselves. We have to do this as a community and part of a global community, and that's what we're asking Duluth City Council to really see and explore in their hearts and create the broader conversation about we have to do things collectively. And that's
The Local Solutions, right? To End Poverty mm-hmm. Forum, which was today's Tuesday night. Backtracking, I was there, and there did seem to be, as well, in particular among the councilors and the candidates that were present there. There definitely did seem to be that will to acknowledge, you know, our climate crisis and the global emergency. So we'll kind of see how that translates over.
I think we have to see how it translates. We're confident that something's going to move forward because, quite frankly, if it doesn't pass, it's not going away. The issue is not going away. We're in a climate emergency, and this will come back next year or the year after. We're confident that with the incredible outcry of support from, I don't know if you were at the Youth Climate Summit last Friday, when we saw hundreds of youth from across Duluth. We saw Izzy and Sophie and Mike and all. It was this incredible outpouring and a cry from our leaders to act. And that energy is floating out into the world, and we're confident that it's going to pass. May not pass next Monday, might take 2 weeks, but we're ready, and we truly believe that our council's ready to act in a positive direction and really listen to really their future generations.
Jamie, it's always great to have you here in our studio. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for the time here, Lisa.
Jamie Harvey with Bag at Duluth, our guest this morning here on 103.3 KUMD. We'll get some links up on our website so it will be easy for you to find that information also.